Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姊妹们。
Technical problems. It's my pleasure to speak with you today on Easter Sunday.
今天复活节的早上是我的这个荣幸给大家讲道。
And it's exciting for me because I have the privilege of speaking on Christmas. And on Christmas, I felt like I started the story I wanted to tell. Today, I hope to finish it.
我很高兴我在这个圣诞节的时候我可以讲。圣诞节的时候我开始了一个故事，今天呢我想来结束。
Everybody likes to finish the story, right?
每个人都希望一个故事有个结尾，是吧？
At Christmas, I talked about adorable Jesus.
在这个圣诞节的时候我讲到一个可爱的基督。
And that Jesus came specifically to this earth on a mission to save us.
耶稣来到这个世上就是为了一个使命来救我们。
Today I'm going to talk about courageous Jesus who finished that mission on the cross and in his resurrection.
我今天要讲的是这个就是完成这个使命的一个勇敢的耶稣，他在十字架上受死，然后又复活。
Before we start, let me pray.
开始之前我一个祷告。
Lord Jesus, thank you so much for your mercy on us.
耶稣，我们感谢你对我们的慈惠恩爱。
Lord, thank you so much that when we were so unworthy, you came on a mission and you completed that mission for us.
耶稣啊，当我们还不值得的时候，你就来了，为了一个使命，就是要救我们。
Lord Jesus, in our yearly commemoration of Easter, never let us forget how much you paid for us.
在我们这个复活节的时候，让我们不要忘记。你付出了多大的代价来救我们
？Teach us to love you and respect you more every single year.
每一年，让我们更加来爱你，来敬拜你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
以耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿门。
Alright. So Easter indeed is a very important celebration for Christians.
对复活节对基督徒来讲是一个非常重要的日子。
Jesus sacrificed on the cross and his resurrection.
耶稣在十字架上受死又复活了。
His sacrifice was the only possible redemption for us.
他在十字架上的牺牲是我们唯一的这个救赎。
And we know that our works could never amount to anything.
我们知道我们的这个人的工作是不能做任何事情的。
And we should know that when you're tempted to eat too much ice cream or too much pizza, you should know how weak you are and how powerless you are in the face of temptation and in your own weakness.
在以你自己的这个勇气，以你自己能力来说，当你吃这个馅饼和吃这个冰淇淋的时候，你就会发现你是多么的无能。
Great translation by John, by the way. He made it culturally appropriate. He changed one of the words. think about it. Jesus' death and resurrection is our only hope.
要记住，耶稣的受死和复活是我们唯一的希望。
If Jesus had not died and come back, our faith would be empty and meaningless.
如果耶稣没有受死，没有回来的话，那么我们的这个所有的这个希望都是空的。
Without that power resurrection, everything we did today would be meaningless and empty.
如果是没有他一个这个伟大的复活的话，所有的这一切都是没有意义的。
So today I want to look at two important events in Jesus' life, leading up to his death and resurrection.
我今天呢要讲到这个耶稣生命中有两件重大的事情，就是引导他去十字架的那。
The first is the resurrection of Lazarus.
第一个就是拉撒路的复活。
And we're going to simplify the story a little bit because we don't have much time, but we're going to talk a little bit about the resurrection of Lazarus.
其实我们时间有限，所以说呢，我会是简单的讲一讲拉撒路的复活。
And the same thing, we're going to look at the second event with Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane before his betrayal.
再还有一件事就是他在被卖之前，在客西马尼园的祷告。
We're going to simplify that as well.
我们也会简单的讲一讲。
One fundamental assumption in all of this talk is something that several people have shared over the past weeks and months in this church.
我们过去几个月这个教会分享了这一些。
A fundamental assumption is that Jesus was fully divine, fully God, and fully human at the same time.
所以说我们的这个结论就是耶稣是完全的人。是完全的神。
He had the characteristics of both God and man.
他有神 和人的完全的品格。
We're going to explore that a little bit more.
我们要来讲一讲这方面。
Well, let's get right into it with Lazarus.
然后我们来看这个拉撒路的复活。
I'm going to just paraphrase a little bit at the beginning here.
啊，我这是用我的话语来讲一讲。
So in the beginning of John chapter 11 describes the death and the resurrection of Lazarus.
啊，约翰福音十一章就讲到拉撒路的死和复活。
And simply speaking, Jesus hears about the sickness of Lazarus, who is the brother of Mary and Martha.
啊，简单来讲就是拉撒路是马大和玛利亚的兄弟。
And Jesus really, he had a lot of interaction with these people, and he really adored them. He had a deep love for them.
耶稣和这些人有非常多的交往，对他们是非常爱的。
He heard that Lazarus was sick, but intentionally, for the glory of God, he delayed two more days before he went to see Lazarus.
他听说拉撒路病了，但是为了神的荣耀的缘故，他故意延迟了两天。
And finally, he said, "Let's go to his disciples."
然后呢，他就对他的门徒说，我们去吧。
And the disciples went with him, and they didn't know really understand what was going on.
门徒也就去了，但是他们不知道确实发生了什么事情。
When Jesus arrived, he discovered that Lazarus had been dead and buried, had been buried for four days.
然后耶稣到了那个地方去，就发现拉撒路已经被埋葬了四天。
Now, Mary and Martha, the sisters of Lazarus, were very sad to lose their brother.
玛利亚和马大对失去了弟兄非常伤心。
And I think it's safe to say that they were shocked that Jesus hadn't come sooner.
我相信我可以说他们很惊讶，为什么耶稣没有早一点来。
And they were in distress, they were upset, they were weeping, there were people around them who were crying with them.
所以说他们是很伤心的，他们又在哭，周围的人也同他们一起哭。
But the amazing thing is Jesus is moved. He's not immune to this. He's moved when he sees this. His heart softens and he's in distress.
耶稣不例外。所以说他刚看见众人在哭的时候，他的心也很悲伤。
He weeps.
他哭了。
Then Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead.
然后呢，耶稣让拉撒路死里复活。
This is a simplification. Now let's look at one part of that, the verses for one part of that. I should say, first let's look at a picture. So here's a depiction, I think we can see it, from about 700 years ago, a depiction of the resurrection of Lazarus.
所以说我刚才是讲了简单的讲了一些故事概要，现在我们看一个700年前所画的一幅画。
And I think I love to have artwork. It just helps us see what we're talking about.
所以说我们看见这个画的时候，可以帮助我们来理解。
And here's another picture. I like this one. It's the picture of Jesus weeping.
然后我们来看另外一个图，就是耶稣在哭。
Do you ever think what it must have been like to see Lord Jesus weeping?
你会想一想，看到耶稣在哭是怎么一个景象？
Now here's God in human form, and He's crying.
神一个人的形式在人面前哭。
He's crying, and all his emotions are coming out. God has emotions. Jesus, as an embodied God, has emotions.
神有性情，神以人的样式在哭。耶稣有人的样式，有人的情感。
Let's look at the verses in particular.
然后我们再来看看这个经文。
John 11, verse 32. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would have not have died.
32节，玛利亚来到耶稣那里，一看见他，就俯伏在他面前说，主啊，如果你早在这里，我的兄弟就不会死了。
When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where have you laid them? He asked.
耶稣看见他在哭，和他一同来的犹太人也在哭，就心里激动，难过起来说，你们把他安放在哪里？
Come and see, Lord, they replied.
他们说，主啊，请来看。
Jesus wept.
耶稣哭了。
Then the Jews said, see how he loved him.
于是犹太人说，你看，他多么爱这个人。
It's clear that Jesus, when he experiences this natural response, this weeping, this need to let out emotion and express his inner feelings come out very naturally.
所以说你可以看到耶稣在哭，所以说他和众人的那个反应和他的那个他个人他的情感
So Jesus was like us when he's on this earth.
所以说耶稣在地上的时候和我们一样。
He could get hungry, he could get thirsty.
他可以饥可以渴。
Tired.
他也可以疲倦。
Angry.
他也可以愤怒。
And sad.
悲伤。
Crying is one of the most human of behaviors.
哭泣是一个人类最基本的一个方式。
So for many years I taught anthropology, primarily anthropology related to Chinese culture, but one of the things that anthropology teaches is that crying is a fundamental instinct that even a small child has.
我很多年研究这个人类这个人类学。
人类学。
啊、哦、人类学。
跟动物有关的。
啊、就是和这个。这个哭泣是人类的一个最基本本能的功能。
So you think about it, you think, well, how can it be instinctual? Think of a baby. The first thing a baby knows how to do when it has a need, what does it do?
所以说，当这个你看看那个婴孩，婴孩有需要的时候，他会做什么呢
？Of course, the baby will cry.
他当然就是哭了。
And that's important. How can it express its needs unless it does cry?
所以说，他就是用哭来表达他的需要。
Crying has a communicative function as well. It communicates a message.
哭是一种交流的方式，他把他的情绪表达出来。
And we know it works because when the baby cries, mommy and daddy come running over.
我们知道这种方式很有效。婴孩一哭，爸爸妈妈就赶过来，赶过来。
Even for adults, crying is a kind of communication.
成人哭也是一种交流的方式。
Even though culture has shaped the way they cry, in different cultures, adults cry different ways in different cultures.
所以，甚至在文化上哈，不同的文化都哭泣都是有一种方式。不同的文化，但是它哭泣都有一样的功能。
Communicating to people around how you feel and the experiences you're having.
所以说呢，这个就是表达你内心的感受。
And the scripture says that the people around.Noticed that Jesus' condition from his crying, that he was sad and broken.
所以说旁边的人就知道，耶稣很伤心，他的内心破碎了。
We know that when Jesus wept, there's actually a very complicated background to it.
我们知道这个耶稣的哭泣背后的这个背景是比较复杂的。
We know at this point he already was clear that the death on the cross was coming.
他在这个时候他已经知道，在十字架上的受死马上就会来临了。
He knew in just a few days he would suffer terribly.
他知道就几天他就会很有个很大的受难。
He was possibly frustrated that the disciples and that Mary and Martha didn't understand his power over death, and maybe he was frustrated.
说不定他是很沮丧的，因为他的门徒马大和玛利亚不知道这些事情。
I didn't understand his power over death.
啊，他不知道他的这个可以胜过死亡的这种能力。
And we see that constantly through this passage that they never understand what he's doing. Why didn't he come earlier? Why did he wait so long? And even he told them that he had power over death, but they didn't understand.
所以说，他就是一直在给他们显示的，跟他们讲，他有战胜死亡的能力，但是他们都不知道。
Maybe he was just tired from the long walk.
说不定他也是这个走了很长的路，他很累了。
And then when he saw the last moment, he saw the people he loved in such distress, he cried, he wept.
所以说呢，他就来到这里，看见他所爱的人都哭了，所以说他很伤心，他也就哭了。
Jesus, while being God, also had human form and human nature.
所以说呢，耶稣是全神，但是他又是人，他有人的品性。
When I imagine Jesus weeping, it always, for me, it just creates an incredible sense of dismay. How could Jesus weep?
当我看见这个时候，我就会感到惊讶，为什么耶稣也会哭呢？
But he experienced the human experience, the same experience we have.
他像人一样来经历，和我们一样来经历人的经历。
Let's go talk about now Jesus going and praying in the Garden of Gethsemane.
然后我们来看看耶稣基督是怎样在客西马尼园祷告的。
So we know that Jesus knew what was coming very quickly to him.
所以说耶稣知道马上会对他发生什么事情。
Jesus, in the first part of Matthew 26, and I'm just paraphrasing here, Jesus declares to his disciples, I'm going to be crucified very soon.
在马太福音耶稣已经宣告了，他说他马上会被钉十字架的。
And Jesus was anointed with expensive oil, and the disciples criticized this and said, this oil should have been spent for poor people.
耶稣呢被这个香膏膏抹，但是他的门徒呢却批评说这个香膏可以卖很多钱的。
But Jesus said, don't criticize. This is my preparation for my burial.
但是耶稣说不要批评他们，因为这个是为我的安葬所用的。
At the Last Supper, Jesus clearly states that soon one of his own disciples will betray him.
在最后的晚餐里面，耶稣很明确地说，有一个门徒会背叛他。
Jesus tells Peter that Peter will deny him three times that very night.
所以说在那天晚上，耶稣也告诉彼得说，你会三次不认我。
And of course, Jesus then is in the Garden of Gethsemane. He's praying. He's very troubled. He struggles in the garden.
所以在客西马利园，他很伤心，他很悲痛。
And indeed, right after he prays in the garden, he's betrayed and taken away.
然后呢，他祷告过后呢，他就被这个出卖了，然后呢被捕了。
It's clear that in this stretch of time, Jesus knows what's coming and is building up to him, and certainly.Building up to him emotionally.
所以说他知道一系列的事情一个一个的发生，所以说在他里面这个情感就越来越又强了，强烈了。
He knows he will soon suffer on the cross.
他知道马上他就会在十字架上受难。
So let's look more closely at a portion of this event in Matthew 26, starting at verse 39.
然后我们再从马太福音来看看这个事件。
So I'll read.Starting in 39, going a little farther, he fell on his face, this is Jesus, fell on his face on the ground and prayed, My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Excuse me, I think we might have skipped a verse. Let's see. No, okay. He goes to the garden, he says, My Father, if it's possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour? He asked Peter.
耶稣就是他稍往前走把脸俯伏在地上祷告说我的父啊可能的话求你使这杯离开我但不要照我的意思只要照你的旨意耶稣回到门徒那里看见他们都睡着了就对彼得说你们连一个小时也不能同我警醒吗
Okay, sorry, these verses somehow got switched around. My apologies. Let's go back. Verse 36, sorry, I got these in the wrong order.Then Jesus sent his disciples. Oh, 你说。
好，我们这个顺序有点差错啊。
Okay. Back to verse 36. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray."
二十六节，耶稣和门徒来到一个地方，名叫客西马尼，就对门徒说：“你们在这里，我要到那边去祷告。
”He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled.
他带了彼得和西比泰的两个儿子一起去，心里就难过。
Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me."
对他们说，我的心灵痛苦的快要死了，你们留在这里与我一同警醒吧。
Jesus didn't say, "I'm Superman, Jesus. Nothing affects me. Don't worry about it. Let's just hang out here for a while." He didn't say that.
耶稣没有这样说，我是超人。不要走，不要担心，你们就在这儿待一下，哎，一会儿就好了。
No problem, it's easy. He didn't say that.
他没有说没有问题啊，很简单啊，他没有这样说。
My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death.
他说我的心灵痛苦，快要死了。
Stay here and keep watch with me.
你们留在这里与我一同警醒吧。
Stay here and keep watch with me. You know, I keep thinking about that. What can they do to help Jesus?
然后我在想这一句话你们留在这里一同与我警醒那他们能为耶稣做什么呢
I think Jesus desired companionship.
我相信耶稣需要人的同啊陪伴。
Just like us when we're suffering and struggling, sometimes we need somebody to just be with us.
就像我们受痛苦的时候我们也需要人来陪伴我们。
When we're afraid, do we not seek out other people sometimes?
如果我们害怕的时候我们不是寻求别人的帮助吗
I'm not sure what they could do to help him in the sense of keeping watch and helping Jesus. they could only provide, in my understanding, is they could only provide companionship to him.
我不知道他们和耶稣一同进酒会能做什么，但是我相信他们可以陪伴耶稣。
Our Lord Jesus needed companionship.
我们的耶稣基督需要人的陪伴。
It's hard to imagine.
这是很难想象的。
That's the human nature that he experienced.
所以说他就在这里经历了一个人的品性。
Okay, now we'll get back in order here. Verse 39.
好，然后我们到39节。
Going a little farther, he fell on his face on the ground and prayed, My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, but not as I will, but as you will.
他稍往前走，把脸伏伏在地上祷告说，我的父啊，可能的话，求你把这杯离开我，但不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
In his human nature, Jesus didn't want to die on the cross.
按照他的人的品性，他不想在十字架上受死的。
What human wants to suffer in that way?
谁人可愿意这样做呢？
He faced that experience in his human nature.
所以说他在人的品性之中，他经历了这一点。
And we see it was very discouraged that his disciples were so weak that they would fall asleep.
我们看见，我们很沮丧，就是。这个门徒啊，就那个时候很软弱，所以他们就睡觉了。
In verse 40, then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Couldn't you men keep watch with me 1 hour? He asked Peter. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
耶稣回到门徒那里，看见他们睡着了，就对彼得说：“你们连一个小时也不能同我警醒吗？应当警醒祷告，免得陷入试探。你们的心灵虽然愿意。”
I often think that if they had understood what was coming, they would not have slept.
我相信他们如果懂得要发生什么事情，他们不会睡觉的。
Their flesh was weak, but also their knowledge was limited. Jesus could see the future, but they could not.
他们的肉体软弱。
Jesus could. Their flesh was spirit was willing, flesh was weak.They couldn't see the future, but Jesus could see the future.
他们的这个肉体软弱，精神也软弱，所以说他们不能看见将来，但是耶稣可以看见将来。
If they had known what was about to happen, I don't think they would have slept.
如果说他们能够预见未来的话，他们不会睡觉的。
好 ，verse 42, he went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may Your will be done."
42节，他又再次走开祷告说，我的父啊。如果这杯不能离开我，一定要我喝，就愿你的旨意成全。
Again, he expresses that he really, in his human nature, he really doesn't want to do this thing.
所以说，他再次表达了，在他人的品性里面、本性里面，他不愿意再这样，不愿意这样做。
He faces the temptation and he overcomes it, but he is experiencing the temptation.
他呢，面对试探，但是
But he overcomes the temptation.
但是他战胜了这个试探。
Verse 43, when he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more, and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come, and the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer.
好，从43节开始，他再回来的时候，看见门徒睡着了，因为他们十分疲倦，他又离开他们，第三次去祷告，说的也是同样的话。然后他回到门徒那里，对他们说：“你们还在这里休息吗？看了，时候到了，人子要被交在罪人的手里了。起来，我们走吧，出卖我的人来了。”
So we can see that the scene in the garden was leading up immediately to the beginning of Jesus' suffering, just minutes away.
所以说，我们就知道他在客西马尼园马上就会被背叛的，被被捕的。
And he would suffer as well. And the beginning of his suffering would happen then as well.
这个就是他受难的开始了。
Now, brothers and sisters, imagine what if Jesus had stopped right here.
弟兄姊妹们，我们想象一下，如果耶稣基督在这里就止住了，会发生什么事情
？It says here that he prayed three times that if God could take it away.Please, God, take it away.
这里面说他祷告了三次，他就说：“神啊，把这个杯拿走，这个杯可以被拿走的。”
And each time at the end, he prayed, "But Your will be done."
但是每次呢，他都祷告说：“你的旨意成全。”
So what if he did that the first time, and the second time, and the third time he said, God, you know what, I really don't want to do this.
他第一次祷告说你的旨意成全，第二次也是这样。但是如果他这样说，第三次这样说，神啊，我不太想做这个事情。
Now the disciples with him, they were sleeping. Why couldn't he have just run away?
然后呢，门徒呢可以就跑掉了。这个门徒在睡觉的时候他就跑掉了。
He had the possibility. He could have run away.
就是这个耶稣可以跑掉的。
But he didn't.
但是耶稣没这样做。
You think about the difference right there. All the miracles he'd done up to that point, from childhood, all the way through, we know the story of his life, his birth being a miracle, and his experiences in his childhood, the miraculous experiences of his youth and his childhood.
你可以想象他从小就经历了这个不同的经历，从出生一直到现在，他经历了很多的神迹奇事。
And he carried out miracles.
他也带出了神迹奇事。
All the miracles he'd done, if he said, you know, that's good enough, I've done enough, everybody will remember me because of these miracles, they'll know about God because of these miracles, I think it's good enough. What if he had done that?
如果他这样说，我从小到大，我已经做了那么多的神迹奇事了，人家也认识我了，好了，到此为止。
If that was the case, our faith would be completely meaningless and empty.
如果是真是这样的话，那我们的信仰就完全没有意义。
So we're so grateful that Jesus finished the work he started.
所以说我们真的是很感恩，因为耶稣开始了，而且成就了他的使命。
We've covered that. So there's some interesting pictures. Here's a historical picture from about over 500 years ago.
这里面有这几个是这个五百年前的一个这个画的图。
And I don't know if we can see it very clearly, but this was lovely because you've got Jesus up here on the side, we've got some his disciples asleep.
我们可以看见这个耶稣在旁边，然后他的门徒在睡觉。
The disciples look like fraternity boys who sleeping after a party or something.
What boy?
Fraternity.
好像是弟兄会的这个人一样，就在然后开了这个派对，然后就睡着了。
But we also see on the mountain, we see Jerusalem, we see the soldiers coming, and in front, the betrayer is walking in front.
你可以看到耶路撒冷，你看那个这个士兵都过来了。
And in front is the betrayer, right in front. You can't see.
然后呢，在士兵的前面就是一个背叛的那个人。
Here also is another lovely picture.
旁边呢，这是另外一个这个很可爱的画。
And this is I shared on Christmas about some Chinese Catholic artist who painted paintings right at the end of the Republican era, right before the Communist Revolution.
我就这个是这个中国的这个天主教徒，也就是说在这个国民党要结束，共产党要来的时候画的。
The ones I shared at Christmas were.
这个是在圣诞节分享的。
So this was actually during World War II, but some of the same artists painted these paintings.
这个是在二战的时候发生的，是有些这个艺术家所画的。
And I still love the fact that no matter what, they still look like fraternity boys even here.
我们看这些。弟兄会的人还在那里。
So I try to think, what human experience have we experienced that was like what Jesus experienced?
所以说呢，他耶稣就经历了人所经历的那些。
What have we experienced the same kind of thing that's so hard to do that you're looking ahead with terror inside your heart?
如果说你是要看，你知道前面要发生的事情，然后你内心有恐怖，你会做什么
？So.What humans? Well, I keep thinking about, giving birth.
然后我想呢，我们的经历就是一个，可能人类的经历就是生孩子。
I think that objectively, to me, giving birth seems pretty scary.
对我来讲，我觉得生孩子分娩是一个很。
Now, our imagination is this beautiful picture, mommy sleeping, the baby's beautiful.
我们的想象就是说，哎呀，妈妈在睡觉，然后孩子睡到旁边，
But that's not really what happens in birth, is it?
但是生孩子却不是这样的。
This is more like birth, right?
啊，这个旁边这个来生孩子。
The truth is, giving birth in a way should be terrifying.
我想说的是，事实上就是生孩子就是一个很可怕的经历。
It's a little bit like Jesus' experience. A mother knows she's going to give birth.
啊，就好像耶稣的经历一样。妈妈知道她要生孩子。
She knows this painful thing is going to come.
她知道这个痛苦的事情会发生。
She can count the days getting closer and closer, just as Jesus was doing.
她就好像和耶稣一样，她可以算日子啊，快了，快了，快来了。
But there are a few things that help her that I don't think Jesus had.
但是我相信有几件事情可以帮助妈妈，但这个耶稣是没有的。
So a mother has an anticipation of this new life that she's going to hold.
妈妈呢，她就知道这个新生命要出来了。
I think that helps her overcome her fear.
我相信这个期待可以来帮助克服她的恐惧。
But also, mother has hormones to help her.
但是妈妈有这个激素来帮助她。
For instance, she has oxytocin.
比如说，她就有这个啊催产素。
Oxytocin makes her feel tremendously in love.
这个催产素让她感到一个无限的爱。
So even as she's facing day by day getting closer and closer, the levels of oxytocin in her blood are going up and up and up.
所以说，快越接近这个生产的时候，她的这个催产素就越来越高。
And what doctors sometimes call this the love hormone.
这所以说，医生就说这个是爱的激素。
In fact,scientists have done experiments with this where they've taken couples, married couples.Who are always arguing?
所以说呢，这个科学家就做了个实验，就是老吵架的夫妻啊，来做这个实验。
Maybe they married 5 or 10 years and just almost every day they argue.
所以他们结了5到10年的婚，然后呢，每件事情都要吵架的。
They give them oxytocin.
然后呢，他就给他们这个催产素。
And in every experiment, they become the best couple ever.
然后给了他催产素，他们就变成最好的这个夫妻了。
These experiments have really been done.
这真的是做了这个试验的。
And they love each other. The husband is soft, and he thinks of his wife. He's considerate.
然后呢，这个他们心里很柔软，然后先生很爱这个妻子，先生很柔软。
And the wife, of course, stops criticizing and is tolerant of her husband.
所以说呢，这个妻子呢也就开始不批评丈夫了，然后呢。也能够容忍了。
It works great.
啊，这个真的很有效。
Until the scientists take away the oxytocin.
然后呢，直到这个科学家把这个催产素拿走。
And then of course they're back to the way how they were before.
然后呢，他们又回到从前那个样子。
More hormones, prolactin.
然后还有其他的这个激素，就是催乳素。
Prolactin makes the mother bond with her child. It helps her to make an attachment, a mental attachment to her child.
所以说这个催乳是可以让母亲和孩子啊有一个天然的连接。
And the doctors know it's critical because mothers who don't have this naturally have a harder time bonding with their children.
医生知道，如果没有这个激素的话，这个母亲和这个孩子就没有那种连接。
And of course, beta endorphins are critical as well.
然后呢，还有一个就是beta 内啡肽。
Beta endorphin is a painkiller.
Beta 这个 beta 内啡肽呢，它是一种这个止痛剂。
So as the mother gets closer and closer to giving birth, the amount of these hormones go up and up in her blood.
所以说，当她快接近生产的时候，她的这个内啡肽就越来越高了。
And all three of these hormones.
所以说，他们有这三个荷尔蒙。
So when she faces something that objectively as a man I think should be terrifying, she doesn't feel so afraid as she might otherwise.
所以说我知道母亲当遇到这个事情的时候，她就是很害怕，但是她有这些荷尔蒙的帮助，所以说她就没有那么害怕。
I don't think Jesus had extra oxytocin, prolactin, or beta endorphin.
我不相信这个耶稣有这个催产素、催乳素和内啡肽在里面。
He had to face his experience without the help of these.
所以说他就没有这三种激素来帮助他。
Another thing I was thinking about, another experience, is going to war.
所以说另外一件事情我就想的就是战争。
When soldiers go to war, isn't it a little bit like Jesus? They know that something terrible is coming.
他们士兵去打仗的时候，会不会像耶稣一样，他们知道什么事情会发生呢？
And I've interviewed lots of soldiers, old retired American soldiers, and they always say that they indeed were afraid.
所以说，我采访了很多这个参加过二战的士兵，他们都说战争是很恐怖的。
So I hope you'll give me just a couple minutes to tell a story of a couple of them.
所以说呢，我想你给我几分钟，我来讲一讲这个二战的其中几个士兵的故事。
So I want to talk about one crew on a B-24 bomber in World War II, serving in China during World War II.
所以说，我想讲到一个就是 B-29 轰炸机的这个飞行队的那个在中国服侍的那段故事。
B-24.
我加了一点啊，比这个24啊。
So here's a picture of this crew.
好，这个就是这个这个飞行员的一个照片。
一个机组。
机组人员。
And this is behind them is a B-24 bomber. You can kind of see the bomber behind them.
你可以看到这个是 B-24 轰炸机在后面。
This picture, I believe, was taken in 柳州，广西柳州。
广西柳州照的。
Okay, and I was able to interview a member of this crew and families of the crew.
所以说我可以，我很荣幸的就采访了这个机组人员的人和他们的家属。
And in particular, I was able to interview this guy.
特别是我采访了这个人
，Robert Zolbe.
Robert.
Yeah,
Zolbe.
Zolbe. Yeah. And able to hear the stories of this crew from him.
所以说呢，我就可以知道这个机组人员的故事。
I was also able to go to the places in China where this crew had their experiences. Every big experience, I went to every place they experienced.
所以说他们在每一个地方的这个经历，我都去过了。
In China.
在中国。
So, let me talk about some of their frightening experiences.
我想我要解释说一下他们的这个经历。
So on June 10th, 1944, they took off from the American Air Base at Guilin.
在这个1944年6月10号的时候，他们从桂林出发。
And they were going to bomb Japanese shipping on the Changjiang River.
然后他们要去轰炸日本在长江的这个船队。
And as they came back to Guilin,
然后呢，他们又回到桂林。
It was already darkness. It was night.
所以说他们这个晚上呢已经很黑了。
But the American soldiers thought there were Japanese planes nearby, so they could not give the airplane a signal to help them land.
所以说呢，因为他知道这个日本人呢，日本的飞机吗？
They thought there were Japanese planes nearby.
他说日本的飞机也在旁边，所以说呢，他们不能发出求救的信号。
The airbase couldn't give the
这个这个基地啊，不能给他们这个信号。
Yeah, 导航信号。Okay. Yeah. So, they told them to go to Yunnan, land in Yunnan.
然后呢，他们就被告知说要去云南。
Now, this is a bunch of young men.
这呢，这是一群这个年轻人。
They're flying in the middle of the night in the darkness.
所以说他们在漆黑的夜晚飞行。
Above a country that's unfamiliar to them.
这个在一个他们不熟知的国家上空飞行。
To go to Yunnan and they did not have enough fuel to get there.
他们要去云南的话，他们是不够油不够的。
So they're flying and flying, and the captain tells them to get ready to jump out of the airplane.
所以他们就飞呀飞呀，然后这个机长就说你们要随时准备跳伞。
And finally, it's the just beginning to lighten, and below they see a valley.
然后呢，他们就看见有一个地下一个山谷的时候。
And just in the early morning when the sun is just coming up.
然后呢，那个时候太阳刚刚出来。
And they said this must be Kunming.
他说这个就是应该是昆明了吧。
And they dropped a little bit to see.
然后呢，他们就降一点来看看。
And they thought they were saved.
然后觉得他们很安全。
But in fact it was Yilan County. Those of you who know familiar with Kunming, Yilan County is just one.Mountain range away. They were one mountain range away from safety, just short of where they need to land.
所以说它就是一个昆明的
伊良县。
伊良县。然后其实那个时候马上又是一个山谷，又是一个山峦了。
Yeah, just short one mountain range. Just short one mountain range to the safety.
所以说他们就是过了这个山峦，他们就可以到安全的地方了。
And they were terribly discouraged, and just as they realized it wasn't the right place, the engines started going out.
他们知道这个不是个安全的降落地方，但是引擎已经不行了。
The captain said, jump out.
然后机长说跳。
And they jumped out one after another.
所以他们就一个一个的跳。
The captain had to stay and continue flying the plane until the last minute.
但是呢，那个驾驶员呢，一直要开。
The other people all jumped out first.
所以说，其他的人都跳出去了。
But when the captain jumped out, it was too late for him.
但是当这个机长跳的时候，已经时间太晚了。
So I don't have a pointer, but it's this gentleman right here.
然后呢，我没有这个。就是这个啊，好
yeah,
啊，阿梅，他是机长啊，谢谢。
Thanks, John. So he died.
所以说他就死了。
The local people, the nationalist soldiers, and the local villagers gathered up the survivors and took them back to the American base.
所以说呢，当地的人呢，他就把就把这些飞行员救起来，然后把他们送回到美国的这个基地。
So they let the soldiers rest for a couple weeks.
然后他们让这个士兵再休息几天。
They gave them a new captain.
然后呢，让又给他们设立了一个新的机长。
Gave them a new airplane.
然后给他们一个新的飞机。
And told them to do more missions.
然后叫他们再去做其他的这个使命。
And of course, it wasn't very long at all till their second tragedy or the second experience.
所以说。不久了，他们又有第二次的经历了。
This time they took off from an airbase in Yunnan.
然后呢，这次是从云南的基地起飞。
And they were to go scan the seas for Japanese ships.
然后他们就看这个海边来巡索这个日本的这船只。
And they started to turn and come back.
然后呢，他们看完了，就回来了。
And something went wrong with the airplane. One of the engines went out.
然后呢，这个飞机的这个引擎呢，又发生故障。
This is black night, black as could be.
这个就是一个最漆黑的晚上。
One after another, the captain said, "Everybody jump out." One after another, they jumped out over Guangxi Province.
所以说呢，就机长说跳，然后呢，所有的人呢就从这个飞机上跳下来，在广西的上空。
Robert Zolbe told me that he was terrified.
So this Robert, he told me that he was very afraid.
But he just figured that as a soldier, he either stayed in the plane or died, or he jumped out.
He knew as a soldier, he either was with the plane or died, or he jumped out.
So he listened to orders and he jumped out.
So he listened to orders and he jumped out.
All of the people survived this time.
This time, all of the people survived this time.
And when I went to that village and I interviewed some of the old people there,
我去了那个村庄，我还采访了几个人。
That is the village that took care of them. The village that took care of them.
这个村庄就是照顾这些士兵的人。
An old man there told me something really interesting.
然后有一个老人就告诉了一个有趣的事情。
I said, "How did the soldiers, how did the airmen act when you brought them together and you started giving them food and you brought them into the village?"
我就问他们，你把这些士兵聚集在一起的时候，他们的反应是什么
？Said they cried.
他说他们哭了。
They were young, not quite men yet.
他们很年轻，他还不是一个完全的成人。
So they cried.
所以说他们哭了。
Okay, so after that, they got a couple weeks off.
然后呢，在这个以后呢，又休息了几个星期。
And they got a new airplane.
他们又得到一个新的飞机。
I should say after that second time, Michener went insane. So this really tall guy in the back, John, can you help me? This really tall guy in the back, he went insane after that second time jumping out.
其中这个所指的人呢，他就后来就疯了，精神病了。
And the American military sent him back to America.
所以说。美国人就把他送回美国了。
And his son said that even until up to his death, no one in the family could ever talk about World War II.
所以说他的儿子就说，到他死之前，没有人能敢提二战这个字。
If they did, he would get agitated. He would start sweating. He'd become angry.
如果一听到，他就很害怕，然后他会浑身出汗。
So.After that event, they sent him back. They got him a new airplane. They replaced Michener with a new member of the crew.
然后呢，他们又把这个人送回去，然后呢，又组织了一个新的一个机组人员。
And so that day they drove them out to the airbase in Kunming and showed them their new airplane.
然后呢，他们就把这些新的机组员带到这个昆明，然后就看让他们看这个飞机。
And they said, get in the plane. It's time to do your mission.
他说，然后就指令就出来了，说进飞机，现在这是你们新的使命了。
Now the plane was a very old plane.
这是一个很老的飞机。
And a lot of the equipment in the China theater was in terrible shape.
然后呢，这个飞机的这个设备啊，很可怕。
Because it was such a long line of supply from America to Australia to India over the hump into China, and often the equipment was in very poor shape.
所以说呢，说这个供应链是很长的，要从什么
America, Australia,
美国、澳大利亚、
India,
印度
over the hump, 驼峰航线 over the hump,
好，在一个特别的航线。
驼峰航线and then into Kunming.
然后再到昆明来。
So the plane was in terrible shape.
所以说这个飞机就很可怕。
These three men on the left, and John can help me again, three on the left in the back.
然后这三面，这左边这个后排的三个人
refused to get on the airplane.
他们说不进去。
Their hearts were broken, they could not do it.
他们的心破碎了，所以说他们不能做这件事情。
They thought if we get on the plane this time, we will surely die.
他知道他们说，他们知道，他们进了飞机，这次肯定是必死无疑。
Of course, the military grabbed them and locked them up.
所以说呢，这个美国军队就是他们抓起来，关进监狱。
Three more soldiers were brought out to get on the airplane.
然后呢，又带了另外三个士兵去这个飞机上。
The plane took off and flew to Sichuan Province in Jiangxi, Sichuan County in Jiangxi, where there was an American base.
所以说这个飞机呢又飞到这个
江西水川
江西省的水川县
and there was an American base there
这儿有一个美国的基地
they put oil in the airplane and put bombs in it
然后呢他们又装了油然后把炸弹装上
and the plane took off to the Taiwan Straits to look for Japanese shipping
然后呢这个飞机又飞到这个台湾海峡来寻找这个日本的船只
And was never heard from again.
然后没有人再看见他们了。
And I could only learn these details because one of the people that refused was Robert Zobe. On the far left was Robert Zobe. He refused to get on the plane.
所以说我知道这些详情的话，是因为最左边的那个 Robert 他告诉我的。
Brothers and sisters, I think we have a hard time understanding Jesus' emotion as he faced the cross. But I think we can see that in his human nature.How difficult the cross was for him.
所以我想用这些故事我们去看，耶稣上十字架之前，以他人的品性来说，这是多么的艰难啊！
And he, unlike any of these others, he knew he would die.
Unlike
these people,
他不像这些人一样，他知道他必死无疑。
And yet he still finished this work for us.
但是他还是完成了他的使命。
Jesus wept.
耶稣哭了。
Jesus felt fear.
耶稣感到了害怕。
He did not want to suffer.
他不想受苦。
And yet he did anyway.
但是他还是完成了使命。
This is to end here. I want to say there's two applications for me personally.
这个就是故事的结尾。然后我觉得有两个意义，有两个实践意义。
For us, it's encouragement to know that Jesus has struggled through the trials that we face and has suffered our weaknesses.
对于我们来说，这个是一个鼓励，因为耶稣理解我们所面临的考验与软弱。
If he had been Superman Jesus, I don't think he'd be so sympathetic. Or how would we understand that he's sympathetic?
如果说是耶稣是个超人的话，他怎么会理解呢？
And indeed, the scriptures tell us that he understands this.
然后这个经文告诉我们，他理解。
For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses. We have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are. Yet he did not sin.
因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
Charles Spurgeon made this great statement in 1889.
这个斯布正在啊，一九是不是一九八九哦一哦一八八九年说的。
A Jesus who never wept could never wipe away my tears.
一个从未哭泣的耶稣永远不能擦干我的眼泪。
So the story of Jesus and his human nature and his suffering for us, it has this kind of relevance, I think.
所以说，耶稣的受苦、耶稣的哭泣，对我们来说有这种的这个联系。
But what about how we? What does the story relate to how him? How does the story relate to him?
那这个故事和他有什么关联呢？
I think the story, Jesus' story of his having human, experiencing human trials and human suffering is a great reminder of us.
所以说我相信耶稣作为人来经历这些试炼的话，对我们来说很有关系。
It's a reminder to us that Jesus' nobility and his bravery.
所以说就可以讲提醒我们耶稣的本质和他的这个勇气。
I think this is more a reason to adore Jesus, to admire Jesus.
我相信这个就是让我们这一些这个理由，让我们更加的爱耶稣，更敬畏耶稣。
When somebody does a tremendous work, a tremendous thing for you, don't you admire him?
当有人为你做了很多的时候，你不会尊重他们吗？
I hope that in our yearly tradition of Easter, every year Easter will be a chance for us to rememberHow hard of a job that Jesus did for us. How hard it was.
我希望在我们以后的每年的这个复活节，我们都要想，耶稣做的这个工作是何等的艰难啊！
Let us never take his sacrifice and his experiences for granted.
让我永远不把他的受苦当作是理所当然的。
Let's ask John to pray for us.
好，我们祷告。耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。你本身是神，但是你从天上降下，作为人来到我们当中。你本来不想、不愿意受苦，但是为了成就人类的救恩，为了成就父神的心意，你付出了你自己的生命，我们感谢赞美你。所以我们今天有救恩，完全是以这个完成的使命。主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。我们也知道你复活了，因为你的复活，我们才有永生的盼望。你不光是战胜了死亡，你还复活了，现在是坐在父神的右边替我们祷告。所以我们可以昂起头，挺起胸，说我们的主复活了，我们就有盼望，我们就可以进入天国。感谢赞美主，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿门，
阿门。